The 78th birthday of playwright Samuel Beckett has been celebrated with a folio edition of Beckett's short story, The Lost Ones. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. A young Yale graduate named Charles Altschul of Stamford, Connecticut, decided to reopen the Overbrook Press begun by his grandfather in 1934. Altschul's first work is The Lost Ones, Beckett's enigmatic story of lost people living inside a flattened cylinder. Each of the book's 250 copies was signed by Beckett with intaglio prints by American artist Charles Clabundy. It's expensive, says Charles Altschul, who priced the book at $1,750 before June 15th, $2,000 after.
The cost is due to the fact that we've used only the finest materials and methods of reproducing the book.
Who would buy a book priced at $2,000?
People who are interested in fine printing and fine book making. The second is people who would be interested in the illustrations and the artist's work. And the third is people who are interested in Beckett's writing and interested in collecting works of his.
The large book is not bound to allow the prints to be removed. It comes in a handmade box.
When we had a proof copy ready for Beckett to look at, we sent it to him to get his reaction to it and ask him if he would sign the edition. And he was very enthusiastic about it. He called the illustrations terrifying and the volume as a whole impressive.
Beckett, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969, lives in Paris, a near recluse. Altschul says Beckett was friendly but aloof while signing the books.
We talked about his writing. I told him how much it had meant to me when I was growing up. And he said, well, a lot of people seem to like that jumble.
Charles Altschul, whose new Overbrook Press of Stamford, Connecticut, is out with an impressive edition of The Lost Ones by Samuel Beckett. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.